Hey guys, welcome back to another podcast. What's going on, James? What's up?
What's up? What's up? Welcome back.
How's your day?
So I'm just going good, you know, just chill. Like I told you, just hung out a while. But we got some interesting news coming up for everybody to hopefully be excited for. Coming up, we got Friday. We got that Friday video that will probably be posted by Saturday, hopefully. Depending on how much we get
recorded,
during it. What else we got? We got another announcement coming up regarding even more YouTube videos, but we'll explore that or talk about that later. I mean, all in all, you know, for a shitty 2020 start of the year, we're kind of moving along with everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this year, the start of it was just complete shit.
Mm-hmm. Fucking, okay, what is it? Like that Facebook meme of 2020 is broken or it has a virus. You should take it out. Get out of here with that shit. just let everyone know real quick. This is kind of like, not like an important thing, but like, you know, like people should know that I've kind of hopped off Facebook for the time being. I feel like that's been a big issue, a big factor in everybody's life, like social media. I felt like that was like a big factor in my life too, so I kind of hopped off that for a little bit. I still have, like, you know, my stories for Facebook. I still got Twitter, and I still got, you know, of course, the podcast, and I'm about to start up an Instagram page, but that's only going to be for the podcasting and for, you know, YouTube videos, throw little clips out there, among other shit that we're going to do throughout the years.
Yeah, I'll even make another Instagram page as well.
And, you know, throw some clips up there of everything for us.
Because I haven't had Instagram in years, to be honest with you.
I had, yo, honestly, getting into this real quick with Instagram, I had Instagram for a while. Like, when I moved out here, I definitely had Instagram, and I wasn't a big fan of it, but, like, I just made it. It was cool. Like, you know, it was cool while it lasted. You follow certain people, which, you know, whatever. But other than that, like, I really, really, really did not fuck with, like, any social media. I don't know why I did. Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, you know, since it's like 2020, we should all get back into Instagram, since I haven't had it since like 2007, maybe, or earlier.
Damn, you had yours in 2007. I have mine. I want to say 2011, 2012. I forget when I really had one.
Yeah, but I had it when it actually was popular at the time.
I mean, you know, technically it still is popular, bro. Think about it. It's Instagram. It's almost like another fucking, what is that, Snapchat shit, where you can post, like, fucking videos and all this other shit and, like, advertise. Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, we'll do it that way.
Ooh, excuse me. Yeah, sorry about that. Give me a cough. My bad.
No, you're good, bro.
Yeah. So how's your streaming coming? You put any more streams up, or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of streams up there. There's Resident Evil 7 that's up there. I'm doing a easy playthrough run, trying to get under 2 hours, or 4 hours. And it's going well. It's got to get. And then I'm going to be doing a Madhouse difficulty playthrough. So that's.
All right. Well, so here's my question, because we talked about this at work the other night. What's going on with that little tournament you got going on, the $20 a pop, whatever? Is that still going?
Oh, I don't know anything yet. I haven't talked to the members about that. But I'm pretty sure it's still happening at the same time.
And now, all right, so if it does go through and it does happen, are you doing it, are you going to stream it onto YouTube, or what are you going to do? Like, how are you going to...
I'll be recording it on the Xbox, because I don't exactly have the stuff to actually do it for YouTube. There's a certain way to do it. I don't know how to do it, but I will record some videos for it on the Xbox. And shit will be up.
And that's going to be on your main YouTube channel, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's not bad. That's pretty dope. Yeah. I don't know if you've played it or heard of the game, but remember the night I was telling you I was playing the, what is it, Marvel versus DC Capcom shit, whatever?
Yeah, you mentioned that, yeah.
Yeah, well, I started playing again today because, like, I got up early, was fucking, you know, no work, so why not play? I got bored. I've realized two things. I hate shit like that. I play a little bit of Call of Duty, then a little bit of baseball. You know, normal shit. I might stream. I haven't decided. Or even, like, you know, of course, some videos throw up on, like, a channel. But, that's like, a big, big gamble. I don't know if I'm going to do that right away. Because I'm not really playing it, like, you know, every day, like, after work, come home, and boom, on the system. But I'm not. Speaking of, certain shit, I've been looking through different haunted places out here in Pennsylvania.
What places have you looked at?
Well, besides the spot that we're going to on Friday, which we'll talk more about that later on in the podcast episode or where the hell you want with us.
Yeah, I want to see why not.
Yeah, we'll hit that up. But, like, there's some other spots. Like, Hotel Bethlehem is going to be one, hopefully, by, what are we, in May? So, like, June, maybe July-ish. I'm going to call them. Talked about the one room that's, you know, said to be haunted. Mm-hmm. You and I are definitely going back to the, what is it, Nesky Hill, whatever the hell it's called. We're definitely going back there. I mean, we could technically do a two podcaster tonight. We hit this up for now. I'll drop this tomorrow, and then the next one we'll do, which will be in the same night. We'll just drop that, throw a little experience about what we've well, I don't know about you, but a lot of experience from being at that cemetery the first time, which is pretty cool. Where else was I was looking into Gettysburg.
Nice.
Definitely want to do Gettysburg. Very, very, very haunted history. Very history enriched, though. And everybody knows the Battle of Gettysburg. So that would be something. Excuse me. That would be fun. Excuse me.
You're good, bro. You're good.
I'm hoping that with these videos taking off for YouTube that, we can travel to, I want to go to California, Queen Mary. That's one spot I want to hit.
That sounds pretty dope.
Hell yeah. But hold on. The best one I want to do, though, and I don't even care, like, if this takes me to the day that I die, I want to investigate the Stanley Hotel in Colorado. If anybody's seen the, what the hell is that called? The Shining. That famous line, here's Johnny. That's the hotel. Yeah. That's the fucking hotel that they have. And there's a staircase. I've seen other people do videos on it. It's pretty cool. But there's a stairway that leads to basically nowhere. And on the, I want to say it's on the roof or on the ceiling, like on the inside, it has Red Rum, which is murder spelled backwards, carved into the wood. So I thought that was pretty cool. So I definitely want to try that. Definitely want to go to Canada when they allow us to travel. Because England's another hot spot I would love to go to. But mainly down south, like a lot of like, you know, Mississippi, Florida, around that area. What else? There's one we gotta talk about. La la la.
Really?
Yeah, my bad. I'm trying to think. I had so much shit like to do, like to for us to say. I forgot. It's not written down or anything. It's just, like, on top of my head. In other news, I don't know if you peeped it or seen it besides the shit you've been sending me. I was told the other day, I know it's been probably all the news and in newspapers, all the shit, but that Kawasaki disease, where it's called.
Oh, that the one that's taking kids?
Yeah.
The illness?
Yeah, the illness. Apparently, Pennsylvania, I think in like Bucks County, they had a case even prior to like that actually being something in like February. Somebody's kids had it, And I guess now they're good. I don't know. I think it was my stepmom. Someone read it to me and told me about that shit. So I found that thing. I was like, oh, okay. Like, the fuck. But the best thing is, the best fucking news is, though, throughout all this, is that 22 of 32 NFL teams have opened up their fucking facilities. I am ecstatic as fuck. Y'all don't understand. I mean, what is they got? Racing? I think racing came back this weekend, or is this? I think it's this weekend coming up. I think there's another UFC card. Golfing's back, or well, it's not really back, but it's like that was like a tournament type thing, or some weird shit like that, which I think is pretty cool. And then then soccer, and I think like Germany or some shit is back too, which is pretty cool.
Wait, didn't they start with
What do you mean, for like the facilities, or for like them to come back to actually play? Well, yeah. So what they did was
come back to actually play.
They the 22 teams that are able to go back. Basically, what they want to do is limit the number of people in their facility. So, like, say, I don't know, we'll go with New Orleans. It'll be the head coach, the assistant coach. It has to be medical personnel on hand at all times because of whatever reason. And whoever, like their assistant coach, the GMs, and the owners, like, they all be there, and like some players, but they want nobody more, they don't want no one else besides 75 people. I feel like my music is loud as fuck in the background, so I apologize. Yeah,
I was wondering what
I had YouTube on, and I turned it up to 9, and apparently my TV just kind of went, hey, fuck you and your podcast. Whoa! And there we go, yeah, right? But, but, like, yeah, so, like, it's 75 people in the facility, and then it's just like baseball, too. Baseball's the same way. Baseball wants to come back, but they're torn between, what is it, not showering, like not being able to shower after the games.
Yeah, I think just, it was telling because at the end of the day,
like, I get why they're doing that, like why they tell the guys, hey, don't shower at the stadiums, but like go back to your hotel or wherever the hell you're staying to take a shower, because at the end of the day, you know, you could be doing everything the proper way, being like, you know, very cautious and still get the disease or the virus, whatever the fuck. But see, then, like, to me, that makes no sense, because if you think about it, wrestling, they're putting themselves in danger, too, along with the UFC,
mm-hmm.
along with soccer, the Korean Baseball League. I mean, I don't know. Like, I haven't seen it, but everybody's been saying it's pretty cool, so I might stay up one night and watch it. Over the weekend, I think it's on like 1 a.m. or some shit, like our time. Well, you gotta remember, their country, Korea, is like ahead of us by, I think, like, I'm not even sure how much they're ahead of us. Like, I think they're like almost a whole nother day ahead of us, I believe. I could be wrong. But the Korean League is, they, what was it? I think they said that they allowed like over 200 spectators in. But, but see, here's the thing, though, and I think that's pretty smart. What they do is, so say you have a ticket for the first row, and that first row is behind first base, or behind, sorry, not first base, my bad, I'm sorry, behind home plate, that's what I meant to say. You sit in a row, you know, that first row, seat one, and then say, like, another party is, like, you know, has, like, the third or fourth row, or the seat in that same row, they space you out. So a stadium that can fit over 15,000 people, or the case may be, can only now fit up to almost 200 spectators, and they're separated by 6 feet, and they're separated, like, you know, so someone's sitting in the first row, no one sits in the second or third row, and they sit in the fourth row, so no one coughs or sneezes on each other, which I think is the smartest thing. But at the same time, I feel like you're going to jeopardize more people getting that shit. That's why I'm like, I honestly feel And I don't know. People call me a bitch. Everybody call me a pussy. I don't give a fuck. All I do is work, come home, and chill. And some, not even sometimes, 9 times out of 10, I'm always going out to see my girl. Okay, cool. But when this shit does finally lift, I'm staying the fuck in the house. I ain't going nowhere. Because not for nothing. Was it Wukong, Wong Kong, Hong Kong, wherever the fuck it's called out there? No. Like the where the virus began.
Hong Kong. Like,
Wukong. Well, I don't fucking know. Some fucking city in like China or wherever the fuck this shit came from. They got a second wave of it now. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
And our dumbasses in the United States is like, oh, they beat it the first time. We're going to reopen the country and look what happens. They get their second wave and we're still dealing with our fucking shit. But it is what it is, I guess. So we got to make what we got to do.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, I just can't wait for this football season to come back. Honestly, even if there's no fans, I mean, it's gonna feel weird. Bless you. You're good.
Oh, thank you. Excuse me.
I know it's gonna feel weird and shit because there'll be no fans in the crowd or in the stands. You know, crowd and whatever. But you get my drift. It's gonna be kind of interesting. Kind of interesting. So we'll see what happens. I mean, this shit could blow by in September. We have, you know, fans in the stadiums. And, yeah, let's go, you know, New Orleans, Giants, Cowboys, blah, 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 all the way down. But we'll see what happens. Oof. There was something else I had to say. Oh. When we go to the bridge, because I've watched videos, I want to see what everybody like, what they have, like their experiences. Mind you, the bridge is in New Hope. The bridge that we're going to is in New Hope, Pennsylvania.
Good.
I was informed by my girlfriend the other night when we were talking about this. It's an hour and 10 minutes away, I think she said. And when I was thinking, like, the bridge was, like, a closed bridge, so, like, you go in and it's, like, closed off, like, you know, there's wood against it. Nope. Nope, nope, nope. I seen the video. No, okay, so, like...
Not anymore?
The way my mind was pictured... Whoa. The fuck was that? Alright, let's try that again.
Wow.
The way that my mind was picturing the bridge is that it was, you know, one of those old-fashioned bridges where it was nothing but wood, like the inside and out, where it was closed, so you can drive, it'll be dark as fuck, and the only way out is through the other side. Well, watching these videos, it's a bridge, it's an old-time bridge, but it has, like, openings, so, like, the wind could pass through. I thought it was going to be closed off so we could sit there and, like, do our thing. We'll see what happens because as of right now, we're kind of clear with the weather. The weather is saying it's only going to be, like, 50% chance of rain. It may have dropped even more. Who knows at this point? So I'm happy about that. What else?
But before we do anything,
let's check the weather before. Wait, what'd you say? You have to speak louder to your mic. I can't hear you.
I said we gotta check the weather before we do anything, unless you want to do it.
I want to keep checking the weather from now until that night, like leading up to the thing, because we had to stop off somewhere. To do our intro, because I don't want to do it at the bridge. I want to do it somewhere close to the bridge. That way we're like, you know, hey, welcome to blah, blah, blah. We're about to go investigate the New Hope Bridge, or New Hope Crybaby Bridge, blah, blah, blah.
What do you want to name the video? Do you want to do the New Hope, or do you want
to... No, that's what it's going to be titled. It's going to be titled the Crybaby Bridge. And then, you know, in the description, we're going to put where it's located. Yeah, so we went to that, and then, like, you know, I told my girl she's going to have to get out the car. Because the way the bridge is set up, like, you know, you can sit there. Like I said, I did research. I mean, I guess I'll kind of get into it now, and we'll get into it a little bit later on through the podcast. But to give a little backstory, once I said it in the last podcast, I forget. I did more research. And besides, you know, you can see, like, or you can hear her feet dragging on top of your car. Apparently now, or whatever the case may be, apparently, this is what it says, you can hear multiple children's cries. So, yeah, so with that being said, you know, because that the bridge technically came, or well, I don't know if it was the bridge parts itself, or like some of the pieces, or it could have just been like the way it is, but apparently they had the same type of bridge in like Canada or wherever the hell it was, and like it got knocked out by a powerful flood, and like it destroyed the whole bridge. So what I'm trying to take from it is I feel like maybe they moved some of that shit down to Pennsylvania and it happened, but you know, there's like what, I think like two other stories that I read that, you know, like I said, you hear the kids crying, and then apparently the other story was that a guy, I don't know if like it was her husband or her boyfriend, I guess was pissed off because she was pregnant and killed the wife or the girlfriend or the baby mom, whatever the fuck, and then also killed the kid. And then he proceeded to kill himself. So I don't know which is all true, but if it is, like I said, like I told you the other night, if it is in the middle of the forest or the woods, and we have woods on either side, and it's a dark-ass road, you're bound to see something, whether we can catch it on video or not, you know what I mean? So we definitely need to not freak the fuck out if we hear or see shit. If that makes sense. Are you there? Yeah. Yo. Okay, we're good now. I don't know what the fuck just happened there.
That was really weird.
It was straight silence. I'm like, yo, I'm not talking about myself out. Like, you heard what I said to you, right? Okay, I just want to make
sure.
Yeah,
I heard everything
like,
you said, yeah.
Wait, what the fuck? Bro, though, really, really quick thing. Shout out to the two people that favorited the podcast. Their names are... Amy and Lacey. A day ago was Amy, and over 21 hours ago was Lacey. So big shout out to y'all. Good luck.
Well, just want to say thank you for your support. Thank you for following us on Anchor. We do appreciate everything you guys are doing. Keep up the good work. We'll keep bringing out more of these. I don't know.
Well, it's podcast right now, but since we're clearly almost at the 24-minute mark of the podcast, I'm saying. We're about to be at like right now. To get into to more of the fucking YouTube and stuff of that, we're going to be doing podcasting for Anchor as well as Himalaya. You can follow us on there. That, though, will probably happen maybe Saturday. I haven't really decided, like, when we're going to do that for you and me. Like, we have to have, like, a sit-down and talk about it, you know what I mean? So, you know, the Haunted Bridge video is coming out. I want to say Saturday, that's when it'll drop. I'm praying it'll come out by that time. We'll have, a set time. Like, we'll have a specific time, set time, on Twitter. I mean, maybe jump back on Anchor real quick to throw that out there. Like, hey, you know, the video's up. Go check it out. We'll leave the YouTube channel in the description. I'm pretty sure we could, like, link the YouTube to the description. I don't know how to do that. I'll figure that out somehow. Okay, well, then there you go. You can, do it. Perfect. He could do it for us. What else? I'm trying to think. I do intend to have this summer, whether it's locked down or not, whether we could go out or not. I don't know if you're down for it, but I think every other weekend that we're off of work, get together, either your place, my place. You know, if we have it at your place, go in the backyard, set up a table. I'll bring the camera, the chairs. We'll do a.
What?
Huh? Yeah.
I was gonna say, Barry, but I at the
well,
time.
Well, either or, whatever comes first. Either you get the apartment, you stay at your mom's house, or I'm still here at my house. You know, we'll do, like, even if you don't get the apartment right away, we'll do a podcast at your house. We'll just do it outside. And we'll do it, because, like, you know, at least we won't be surrounded by everybody. We come here. I'm hoping to clean out the room behind where my bed is to make that into a podcast. If not, we go outside in the backyard. We do a podcast there. We can sit up on my porch, do a podcast, however we want to do it.
Either way, we'll still get the videos done.
So we got videos dropping, we got podcasts dropping, might have a new apartment dropping, and we're all...
And we're...
No, no, yeah, do what you guys say. Go ahead. Go ahead. Hello?
Hello?
What the fuck? Yo. Alright, well, I don't know if we're having technical difficulties or if he's having disconnection from his headsets or whatever the case may be, so we apologize for a lot of the radio break. Or radio break. The silence on the podcast. I don't know what's going on here. He should be back with us in a couple minutes, hopefully. Till then, yeah. We're good?
Alright.
Okay, we're good. Alright, he's back. So I knew he'd be back. So go ahead. Say what you're going to say before shit got interrupted. Neither do I.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on right now. Mm-hmm. Too many difficulties going on. Like I was saying before, that whole disconnection or whatever is happening, there's going to be a video of the tour of the apartment coming. Who knows when? Well, that would be going up on my channel as well. That, what do you guys think? That's going to be a video.
One thing I gotta say, my bad, I don't mean to cut you off before you, like, decide to fade out. One thing I gotta say is, the other day I was talking to my girl, you know, because she's a big supporter of us, too. She does listen to us a lot. Shout out to her. Yeah, shout out to her.
Oh, that's
shout
good.
Out to her.
Good.
Love her life.
Like
she's the best.
I appreciate
yeah,
your support,
but it's
well.
Funny, though, because she'd be having issues hearing us, like, she gets distracted from the background music to focus on us. So I'm not going to add no background music in this one. But, you know, it's cool that she helps us out. Or not helps us out, but you know what I mean? Like, she's helping us get to the bridge. So, like I said, thanks to her. Shout out to her. But, you know, she's going to help us out with, like, certain shit. And when everything happens, like I told you what I was going to do. So we said with that, my TV keeps getting fucking stupid right now, but whatever. What else? Yeah, just kind of keep your eyes, ears, and whatever else open to these videos and to the podcasts that come along with everything. I feel like I'm forgetting to mention something. I mean, the sponsor does it for us, so we don't gotta do that. I mean, shit. I know this is not, like, I know it's a stretch and it's, like, money's tight for everybody, but I think from this alone and possibly a little bit of the YouTube, and we can make money off of that too. Not doing it for myself. I don't want the money for myself. I think if we can reach a set goal through the YouTube channel, through the podcasting channel, and through the Himalayan app, that podcast app as well. I'm gonna think about setting up a charity or donating the money that we get for the most part. To help, there's certain nursing homes out here, there's certain hospitals, just to help people get back to the community, because, I know where we're at, the kids aren't going to school. I mean, it's all over the country, but, a lot of kids aren't going to school, they don't got food to eat sometimes, or, whatever the case may be, money is very tight, money is very scarce right now, so I'm thinking about maybe just one of these podcasts, either on here, YouTube, or Himalaya, just set up a sponsorship and set a goal to maybe a couple $1,000s or even a couple $100s and just give back to the community, just to help out, But yeah, so I mean, if y'all want to, once he started streaming some of his Resident Evil shit, yeah, I could maybe donate to his channel, and then we'll go from there. Y'all don't got to if you don't want to. I'm just asking, just a little favor, a little gesture to thank the city, thank the healthcare workers, the frontline workers, and just to show, gratitude that we have towards everybody. But that's just me. That's what I want to do. I don't know what he wants to do. If he's still a part of this. Who knows? Because the fucking phone queue is fucking up. Hello, hello, hello. Alright, so I don't know if it's... we here? Okay, you went mute again.
Yeah, I'm here, bro.
This is the third time. I don't know if it's Anchor doing it. I don't know if it's because I'm on one side of town and you're on the other.
Because it would have had the same problem from before. So it's not I'm underground that problem. I don't know what's going on.
I stay in the basement. Like I said, kind of want to set up a thing, a charity, like I said, just to help out the community out here. Because we gotta get back.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
What else? But that'll probably, if that doesn't happen at all this month or June or July, you get that shit done.
We'll think of a game plan. Yeah. We always think
nothing wrong with that.
Something good.
Yo, my fucking music is crazy as fuck. Well, I gotta tell you, I did a podcast. I almost said a paircast. I don't know what the fuck that is. I don't know. I did a podcast
what the fuck?
I think it was the beginning part of March or April 1 and 2, about my mix of music from rap to country to hip hop to soul to all that shit. And now that I see it and I think about it, my Pandora has a mix of little music, my Spotify has a mix of little music. Plus, of course, it has our podcast that I listen to almost every other day. And no, that's not because I don't want to listen to what the hell we're saying. It's just, I kind of I know what we said the day before, so I wanted to be out there for a little bit before I listened back to it. So I'm like, oh, okay, cool. That was good. Hopefully other people see it. So I do that from time to time. But Yo, my fucking music is like up and down. I got Drake to Lil Wayne, to Florida Georgia Line, who I did not know. I think I told you this the other day. They like a young group. Like they, I think they're like, I want to say maybe the 30s. I don't know. Like I'm just guessing. I'm not taking no shots, but their music is pretty fucking good. Like.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I sit here and I bitch and complain, like, oh, I blame this on my father because of country music, but, like, yo, they're, like, whether he put me onto it or not, I think I would have definitely fell in love with Florida Georgia Line's music, even if I discovered them before my father did, you know what I mean? Like, before he told me. So, I fucks with that. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I listen to, who is it, Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, I still go back to my old roots with what's his name? Eminem, of course. Can't go wrong with that. What's his name? Yeah. MGK. I still fuck with his shit. Even though Eminem kind of bodied his whole music career. But hey, to each his own, I guess, right? What else? I don't know, bro. Making a podcast, not even making a podcast, but like talking about shit on a podcast is kind of more fun and entertaining when you just do it on a wing without like even thinking. You just talk about random shit. Again, I'm pretty sure we just cut out because I have zero fucking feedback from him right now. Or he is probably saying something, but I can't hear it because there's no connection. I apologize if there's been a lot of cursing on this thing today. This isn't really a kid-friendly show or podcast. I can picture that. I'm pretty sure he's over there laughing like, oh, yeah, you're right about that. When we start doing podcasts as well on Himalaya, we'll see how it goes. I don't know if y'all gonna follow us over to that one, but definitely download the Himalayan app. But while I wait for his shit to come back in so we can get into talking again. Okay, there we go. You're back in. I don't know what the fuck's going on here with the fucking... It's whatever, though. I'm trying to, like, keep everybody entertained.
I don't know either,
while,
bro.
While your shit fades in and out. I'm trying to get you to say shit before it fades out. That way... I can hear you now, but, like, when you're not...
Can you
when
hear
you're
me,
not
though,
talking,
at least?
Or, like, you... Because there's silence. Whatever else you're saying that I can't hear, nor can the listeners hear.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, unless they can hear. I don't know. We're going to have to listen to it back after we're done, but... But I mean, I'm pretty sure that, like you can hear you yourself can hear yourself probably speaking, but I won't. But I'm just hoping it's like a faulty thing with the phones and shit, and it's not anything else. If you understand what I'm trying to get at. Well,
yeah, I know exactly what you mean, though. But like, I don't know what the whole deal with.
It kicks you, bro. Every time we hit like the 27, 28 mark or 30 mark, it kicks your shit. And then you won't come back for, I think, like 5 to 10 minutes. Like, it'll happen again. You'll come back and you'll talk. Guaranteed. Watch. Okay, maybe I was wrong. Maybe a little bit longer. Again, so since he's having technical difficulties, or we might both be having it. The reason why I made that comment about it could be something else, and I'm hoping it's not, and I'm hoping this comes back so we can fucking listen and talk. Nope. Okay. Hmm. All right, well, I mean, since we're still going, I haven't really got a chance to end it or anything. I'm not going to end it for any time soon. I think this might be the first time that we may actually make it to the hour mark on this podcast. Hopefully. I know he's probably saying something that we can clearly not hear. And I apologize.
Also because this is baloney.
Is it? All right. Well, cool. Who's this? bro, all I got.
I really hope you can hear me because this is baloney.
All I really heard was this is bull. This is baloney. That's all I fucking got. I don't either, bro. I think we might have to cut this short right now and kind of miss out on that. We might just miss out on the hour mark and
I don't know.
And hopefully, be able to hit that hour mark. Yeah. So.
Damn.
Why don't we cut it here? We'll set the. I'll post this one up tonight, and then we'll record another podcast. It probably is, but look, we'll cut it here. You can do the outro. I'll take it. I'll upload it right now, and then we'll do another podcast right after this. After I upload this video, after I upload this one, we'll record another one, and we'll talk about we'll talk about other shit as well. On that one, about some shit I've been experiencing since working at the spot that we work at. Let's see, it faded again. All right, well, look, everybody, don't mean to cut it short. I know I said we're going to hit 100. We're going to hit the hour mark, but we clearly fell short of that by a lot. We're going to pop this one up for you guys right now to get a listen to. I know it's pretty long. I know you're probably not going to be able to hear us or hear him. So I apologize. But till next time. Peace.